Hello everybody and welcome to this Sunday sermon from the SMA Media Centre in Dola. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, and today we are celebrating the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, which is otherwise described as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Three divine persons in one God. The mystery of the Holy Trinity, a doctrine enunciated by the Ecumenical Councils of Nicaea and Constantinople, is one of the fundamental doctrines of Christianity and the greatest mystery of our faith, namely that there are three divine persons sharing the same divine nature in one God. There is one God who has three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Each person is God, yet there is still only one God. The doctrine of the three persons and one God is not explicitly spelt out in the Bible, for the very word Trinity is not found in the Bible. However, in the preaching mission given by the risen Lord to the disciples, Jesus commanded them to baptize people, and I quote, "Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." That's from Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. All the official prayers of the Church, including the Holy Mass and the sacraments, begin with an address to the Holy Trinity, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We are baptized, absolved of our sins, and anointed in the name of the Blessed Trinity. To make a sensible statement for all of us to understand, we only have to think about love. Love is the kernel of our whole existence and is very much involved in the concept of the Blessed Trinity. God is love. Love is God. Love is the story of the Bible. Love is why we exist. The triune God, in other words, the Trinity God, reaches out to people with love, seeking the deepest communion with them. So that's another way of looking at it. God reaching out to us in love, creating us, redeeming us, and sanctifying us. We are created to be loved. Now, in this limited earth, we are hampered and crippled when some things go wrong. When we sin, we are broken human beings. No one has a perfect formation from childhood. There's a lot of pain and damage to be liberated from and sanctified. We are influenced by our parents, ideas and behaviors, good and bad ones. Events that happen to us that are positive and some are negative, they all leave their mark, and there is quite a lot of healing that needs to be accomplished in all our lives. We are not yet the finished article, but we are in process. Time and patience is usually the key. Now, after creating us, he redeems us because we are wallowing in sin and a love that is impure. Pure love is not difficult to recognize. We see it in ourselves when we are happy to help someone or we do a kind act for someone. Maybe it can be as simple as to speak to a lonely person. We see it in great acts of kindness and bravery in human beings who did great acts of courage and magnanimity for the good of the human race. Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, Oscar Romero, Joan of Arc, etc., etc. Of course, our love is never totally pure, as God's is. But it is reflective, our love is reflective of God's love, in some way, and once we give Jesus precedence, in other words, give him the first place in our lives, because he is the one who showed us tremendous love for us as he exemplified on the cross, we are then in touch with the great love that is everything for us. Saint Patrick picked the shamrock from the fields of Ireland because the one stem had three leaves, and convinced the Irish Druids that there were three divine persons in one God, just as the three leaves were resting and stemming from that one stem. They understood and they embraced the faith. For me personally, that is not enough. It is only when we put love into the idea that it suddenly makes sense. But instead of intellectualism, we can approach it by being in the present moment, and it's all there too. For us to experience the oneness of God, who is unmanifested, not seen, but is truly the mastermind of every moment of our lives. And if we bring those moments into our consciousness, the more nearer we are to God. It's so comforting to be present to God in his creation, such as trees, birds, animals, fellow human beings, the elements such as air, fire, wind, earth, water, and of course light. We can only be one with that when we live in the present moment. Sometimes we live in the past or in the future. Sometimes the past in our personal history can have monsters fueled by guilt, anger, revenge, etc. In the future, we can be crippled by the fear in us, especially if we are sick and are in some terrific challenge. Fear overwhelms us. But when you live in the present moment, you have no fear, no anger, just present to the present challenges, such as trying to sort out personal problems, or the beauty of the sheer safety that is the moment you have just then. And then we know the God we are speaking about. He creates us and protects us and inspires us to sing aloud in praise of him, the works of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What do we do? We need to respect ourselves and to respect others. We love ourselves in a healthy way, then our neighbor. And in doing so, we turn our attention to God, the Creator, the unmanifested, but who is ever present. God is deeply involved in the world from its beginning. This means when challenges come our way, we dig deep and find his power by submitting ourselves to his greater power of love and mercy. The Trinity comforts us in that we are not alone, and all we have to do is surrender to the greater power that is God the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sanctifier, which is total love for us, like a parent who dandles us on his or her knee. We are in great ecstasy and comfort and security. Thank you for listening. I hope this has made some sense to you. I hope that you have a lovely Sunday. We thank God for every moment that we are given in our lives. May God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, signing off now and wishing you every God's blessing.